It's December, time for another UN climate confab. Global socialists who see a climate emergency in every heat wave are meeting in Dubai for the 28th annual Conference of the Parties. Mark Morano, publisher of Climate Depot, says COP28 is shaping up to be a doubling down on the green agenda, despite the massive failure on a grand global scale. These conferences have no effect on climate. They have sparked little significant change in energy consumption. People who have to live with these agendas are starting to push back. 3,000 U.S. auto dealers are asking President Biden to let up on his aggressive electric vehicle push. EVs are piling up on dealers' lots. They're losing money on every EV sold. Wall Street Journal columnist Gerard Baker observes God's wicked sense of humor in that on their way to the summit, members of the Planetary Emergency Rescue Elite ran into the early arrival of winter, a facet of the climate they could not control. They were stranded in Munich, where a snowstorm dumped 17 inches on the ground and forced cancellation of most outbound flights. The private jets and snowbound adventures of attendees is just the beginning of their hypocrisy. That so much time and money is spent on these conferences would be laughable if the climate mandates were not so damaging. The Hill points out that U.S. climate envoy John Kerry has said there shouldn't be any more coal power plants permitted anywhere in the world. And yet, he's pushing what Gerard Baker describes as some grand new partnership with China, which is becoming one giant coal-fired power station. A Bloomberg report predicts that developed nations will be told to curb their excessive appetite for meat. A UN report for mayors recommended a limit of 3 new clothing items per person per year by 2030 to fight climate change. Apparently, climate bureaucrats are not content with the destruction of the American auto industry. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.